What's up, Tony? My name is Jared Rodriguez. I was born in Sacramento, California on November 12, 1985. I was raised in Roseville, California, and I went to high school up there all my life until January 2002. Then my dad's job moved from Roseville, California, all the way out to Phoenix, Arizona, where then I transferred high schools and continued my education out there. After I graduated high school, I went to a college in Wichita, Kansas for my first year of college on a baseball scholarship. From there, I finished out the school year and decided that baseball wasn't, you know, my thing. My heart wasn't still in it. I was doing it more for my parents than I was doing it for myself. So then I transferred to Grossmont College and finished up my associate's degree there, and then I transferred to San Diego State University. This is my first semester at San Diego State. My major is kinesiology. I'm planning to become an athletic trainer from this field. I want to be a trainer for like a professional team. Any type of sport, preferably baseball, or at the collegiate level, because I like to give back to the college kids. You know, it's a good atmosphere with all the kids. The reason why I wanted to go into this field is I had injuries while I was playing baseball, and while I was growing up, and I wanted to. I was always interested in how the process was of like healing and how I got back on the field so fast, and so the people that helped me, I wanted to help them. Physics, because mainly I need to fill the last science class I need for my general education. I thought I was done taking all my general education, but seeing the counselor, she said, "Nope, you're not." So yeah, I got to take physics 180A. That's my last requirement for general education. Physics is important to me. No, it's for my intellectual growth because. Well, for one, I have to, in order to move up to upper division, I need to have this class finished. That's one of the main reasons. But also, it's just like, because physics has to do with my major by, like just on the chapter 5 where we're studying all these angles and injuries, where some of the problems have dealt with an angle and an injury, where, you know, if a player gets hurt, you have to know the certain angle at which he hurt, you know, which part of his body, because each different angle deals with different muscles and different bones. Because if you're not treating the right muscles and bones, obviously you're you know, not going to get healed in time. You may not ever heal. So by knowing the correct, you know, direction, angles that these players get hurt, and how much force was used to, you know, we can know exactly, you know, what bones to treat and what muscles to treat. The problem-solving methods that you reinforce on a daily basis of class would have to be the reasoning of the problems. Like, does it make sense? Your answers. You got to draw pictures, understand the problem. Like, you have to become one with the problem. That's what you exactly said a couple weeks ago. So when you know, read this problem, write out pictures so you understand it. You know what's being asked. Like, does your answer match up with the question? You know, it's not ridiculous or anything like that. To the question if I like college, I love college. Actually, I think it's one of the best things, you know, anybody can go through, because it's a good experience, because you meet a ton of new people, and it's not just, you know, same type of students. It's like all different types of students, and then you're good to explore your interests and passions, and then you can meet like a lot of different students that have the same passions as you, or different passions which expose you to new interests in your life that you may not even know of. And you need to keep learning. Like, I'm always learning in college. That's why I love it. And I keep being challenged by teachers. You know, it's not just easy like high school or anything like that where it's just kind of like, oh, yeah, homework assignments due, this and this and this, you know, and you just do the bare minimum. In college, you know, you got to do, you know, what's needed and then more. So that's why I kind of like, you know, college, because it's challenging all the time. It's not just cakewalk. The things that I expect from college would have to be like, I got to educate myself so I can obtain knowledge I need to know for my degree, so I can prepare myself for my future career. So once I come out of San Diego State, I'm, you know, as well prepared as I can possibly be to go into the athletic training field and, you know, be the trainer that, you know, teams need me to be. Also, I want to learn a lot of life skills from college, where, you know, just basic things that maybe I didn't learn myself through, you know, my 20 years of being here so far. And I want to learn, like, more situations, like, about how to look at situations in a different way, like, from all aspects, like, not just my point of view, what I feel is right, but, like, how to look from their point of view and the other person's point of view. If it's like, man, seeing, you know, who's right, maybe no one's right. Maybe sometimes there's no answer at all. So that's what I totally expect from college.